I'm the commander of Task Force 46, and that is by our military organization is the 46th Military Police Command. And I command the organization that is known as C2 CRE Bravo. Our mission is one of three headquarters that are a part of the NORTHCOM Army North Response as a lead of the Department of Defense response to be able to provide support to civil authorities in the event of a complex catastrophe. Here in Muscatatuck, we have a combination of events going on simultaneously. Here in Muscatatuck is the training for the tactical portion of the of my organization. We have the technical support forces, the initial response force of both chemical, medical, and our engineers. And specifically those three elements, what they will do is provide search and extraction or search and rescue. And they're actually going through training to replicate as near as possible what would happen in an environment where there was a complex catastrophe. The scenario here is a nuclear blast, a nuclear detonation in quote-unquote Indianapolis. And so they are actually working on and moving debris and obstacles and extracting victims, that, again, closely replicating what they would do if they were actually at a real event. The medical and the chemical companies doing chemical reconnaissance or radiological reconnaissance in this particular scenario, as well as setting up mass casualty decon to be able to, decontaminate victims of a nuclear blast. And obviously, there's quite a variety of injuries that could be involved in a situation like this, as well as providing that triage medical treatment and evaluation so they can be medically evacuated from this site to get further medical treatment. So that's what's happening here at Muscatatuck. Now, if I can just touch a little bit on the fact that the rest of my organization, we have a battalion headquarters that's commanding and controlling those three elements, and they have to actually write the plan and develop the plan and control what is going on in support of civil authorities. In addition to that, there's a brigade headquarters, the 31st Chemical Brigade out of Alabama, that's here, and they are the interim headquarters, and they have to, again, write and plan and provide support, both the operational plan, the logistics to support it, and sustainment. And then my headquarters is operating out of Camp Atterbury, and we receive the direction from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's how we would do it in a real-world event. So we have an organization replicating FEMA, or the Joint Field Office, that sends my organization mission assignments and mission assignment tasking orders, and we have to turn this civilian speak, if you will, into military tasking orders and send it, provide that information and develop orders down through the chain of command. So we have it from the top level, my organization, all the way down to the tactical level. So it's a comprehensive training event, but it's more than that. It's a confirmation and evaluation event for us, and it is truly a test. Soldiers are working very hard at this time. I can't be more satisfied. What I'm seeing here from the tactical and the field training exercise here at Muscatatuck, first of all, the training area here, I don't think it can be replicated anywhere else. I don't think it is replicated anywhere else. The realism, the role players that are involved that have been trained and know what their roles and missions are to act, if you will, perform the role of injured and citizens that are in need. The infrastructure that's here, there's devastation everywhere. And it truly does replicate an area that looks like it was either hit with a nuclear blast or some kind of explosion or even a some kind of natural disaster as well. So from an infrastructure perspective, it's phenomenal. The observer controllers that are here to provide training and, more importantly, evaluation, everywhere from the role players. We actually have a fire chief that's the incident commander, Captain Phillips, knows his business, and he is here to play the role but also to train our people to ensure that we are doing the right things. And then the observer controller support doing the evaluation. What they observe, and they identify any mistakes that are made, and then they share that with the organization because they'll have multiple opportunities to exercise and to be evaluated on their ability to respond. And so they provide those lessons learned to provide that continuous improvement. So, yeah, here at Muscatatuck, with the infrastructure, the people that are supporting it, the evaluators, and the role players, they are all very well trained, and they are all willing to help, and it's making our organization just that much better. We need to continue to to do the training that we've been doing so far, and to, quite frankly, have as much realism in the training exercises and events that we possibly can. For example, my headquarters, we train at least quarterly, and then to have an annual culmination exercise like we do here at Vibrant Response is critical. We go through a 7-day period where we are being evaluated. There's plenty of training that leads up to it, but we are going through an evaluation period that is a 24-hour, seven-day period, and we are receiving realistic taskings and being evaluated on our ability to plan, organize, and respond and issue orders to execute. And the stress level that's there is very high. Of course, if we have to respond to an event, it will be very high then as well. So that replication is critical. So we in the Department of the Army, particularly since the Army has this mission, and we need to continue this operational training timeline that we're on, so that we can be available and be ready to support the American citizens should any kind of a catastrophe and, God forbid, another terrorist attack occur. I have. And again, it's been very challenging. It's 87 degrees outside, and the humidity is up there, so it's very hot. And they're wearing the different levels of personal protective equipment. So physically, it's demanding and challenging. So we've had to deal with some of the heat issues that are going on as a result of their activities. So from that perspective, I think the soldiers are doing very well. Right now, my headquarters has been on this mission for over a year. And this is a transition year. So the number of soldiers that you see training out here right now that are being evaluated are ready to assume mission. So we have units that have been on for 2 and 3 years. They are being off-ramped. And these soldiers, this is a brand new mission for them. So I'm very pleased at the level of motivation and expertise that I'm seeing, particularly as they are just getting ready to assume mission. The other thing I'd like to add again it has been congressionally mandated that the Department of Defense be prepared to respond. And the Northern Command and Army North has been designated as the proponent to ensure that the units are ready to go. The Seaburn Response Enterprise, the Chemical Response Enterprise, the Seaburn Response Enterprise has been organized where we have both a National Guard and a Title 10, an active military partnership. So we all understand the roles and responsibilities, and we need to continue training, because even though organizations may continue, people leave, people come and go. And I think the training program that we have that has been instituted right now within the Department of the Army, that Army North leads right now, is spot on, and we need to continue to sustain that so that in the event that something happens, that the Title 10 forces, the active component response to support a state response and a local response, will be available and will have a nearly seamless integration to be able to support the civil authorities in a state.